We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If you're the one in charge of hiring at your business, that's a tough job. It's not that easy. All the pressure's on you. Everyone's depending on you to bring in that superstar that's going to make your business succeed. 80% of employers who post their job openings on ZipRecruiter, they get a quality candidate through their site in just one day. So ZipRecruiter's definitely the smartest way to hire. You post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. And you don't have to take all the phone calls and all the email. It all goes through ZipRecruiter. They don't let anyone through who they don't feel is qualified for your job opening. Get immediate results. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries. Right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Totally free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/15. Try today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/15. One more time. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/15.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight. Hello,
nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13, 14,
15. The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Shit, this time of year.
Yeah. Why?
You look like.
How you start out with a curse?
Kathleen makes me feel like garbage.
Yeah.
She
okay.
makes us all
me
feel
too.
Like garbage.
Oh,
she
I'm
me too.
Trying to
what,
do.
Okay. What were you trying to do?
All I'm trying to do is make a short video about our year. Talk to everybody about the amazing things that happened to them this year, the happy moments, maybe the not so happy moments.
No, you didn't say that. You skipped over to me like you're Dorothy going on the yellow brick road. You're like, deet, 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 deet. You had like little birds chirping around your shoulders.
As
like
she normally
little
does.
Little bluebirds. And she's like, oh, Brody, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah, what? That right away, that was her.
And it's, I stick just, my phone in your face and yeah, it's recording. It's
like, oh, okay, she ready? I'm recording. What was your favorite moment of 2017?
That's how a reporter needs to do it.
Why? I came up with mine pretty quickly.
No. Because you know what she does? Because what that does is it forces you to reflect. And then I'm thinking, and now they're 30 seconds. Wait, and then I'm there 3 minutes. And now they're 5 minutes. I'm standing like, holy shit, nothing good happened this year.
Do you know what Scary's answer was? Seeing Greg T naked. That was the highlight of,
of my 2017. It's not a leap year, so it's one day shorter than it could have been. It's been a terrible year.
I try to work with you guys. So like Brody, I said, Brody, did you have a good 2017? He goes, no. I said, okay, well, maybe what about your best memory? There were none. What about your worst memory? I need a minute.
The problem with these retrospectives and looking backs and flashbacks and nostalgia moments is it forces you to think, and if you don't come up with those great moments, you then start feeling worse.
Didn't one good thing happen to you this year?
So you're saying you led a shitty 2017.
No, it was just mundane. It was
not monumental.
Not a single thing happened to you that you were like, oh, that is pretty cool.
There were no milestones. Hold on, I got
you traveled a lot.
I did. I didn't go anyplace new.
You lost 40 pounds in the beginning of the year.
Well, that's every year.
And you'll do that again in 2018.
Thank you, Dr. Fat Loss. Hashtag a client. but I don't know what to do then. I don't know what to say.
Well,
I mean,
2018 is going to be your year, Scary.
Everybody says that. It's always his year at the beginning of the year.
Well, yeah, new year, new you. Everyone says it.
I know.
But why? But think about this for a second. Why that? First of all, Brody.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not even paying attention.
No, yes, I am. Go ahead.
No, you're not. You're looking at your phone.
It's important, Scary. Go on.
Okay, I'll go on. Jeez. We usually fight like this on the Brooklyn Boys podcast, but not here. What I wanted to say was, I think that every one of us have those moments in us that are just not coming out.
Right.
You know, yeah, great things happened, but there was nothing, there was no monument, there was no milestone, there was no life moment that was like...
Your brother got married.
That was last year.
Yeah, and that was grief because his parents want to know when he's getting married now, so it wasn't even joyous.
Okay.
Think 2018 be your year? I can think of 10 amazing things that happened to me in 2017.
You see what I mean?
Me too. I can think of tons.
So both of you, Brody and Scary, there's not a single thing that happened in your life, even outside of work.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. It was a shitty year.
You guys went to great Met games and were on national TV, sitting behind home plate.
That was 2015. And
you did 16. This year.
I did.
I guess.
Wow. Oh,
my baseball team sucked. My football team sucked. my life on Twitter has been awful since, about a year ago.
Oh, we launched a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Scary and I launched a great podcast.
Nope, apparently it's a shitty one because you couldn't think of it.
No, it's a great podcast, but that's something that we did. It's fun.
How about this? Twitter doesn't direct how your
It really does.
No, it doesn't.
Keeps me up at night.
Snapchat, according to Scary's.
Maybe 2018 will be your sports year.
Go through, Scary, as we talk, go through your phone right now. You have at least a year's worth of pictures on your phone.
Yeah.
There has to be one moment in those pictures that you can come up with.
Hold on.
Did you have good sex in 2017?
Always.
Like I said, terrible.
Only Saturdays. Only on Saturdays.
Bro. Sundays.
That wasn't torture, bro. I got a cat. I celebrated my 5-year wedding anniversary.
See?
My brother graduated from the Naval Postgraduate School in California. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
Yep, you could.
Oh, my sister-in-law is having a baby.
And she just told us.
I got two cats. My niece was born. My sister's about to pop with the baby.
Hold on, I'm looking through my
kids. Some cool stuff.
Let's
this
see.
Year.
My pool heater broke. I had to spend $3,000 to chop down my favorite tree on my property.
Shit.
Yeah, it's great.
You have three beautiful children and a beautiful wife and a house and food in your belly. Oh, I got my boobs reduced. That's right. Oh,
that also was a bane of my existence.
Although I feel like they're getting
another knife in my heart.
I got a new car. Ooh, that was a good moment for me.
Scary had some great cheese.
I'm still looking through my pictures.
Scary drinks in the pool.
My new car got rear-ended last week.
I'm all the way back to August, by the way. I'm still scrolling backwards.
Garrett, didn't your car get hit yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Took care of it.
So F Kathleen. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Guys.
Fine. But that's, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm like, okay, it can be fixed. But it's like, my year's screwed. But, I mean.
It wasn't an awful year. It was just status quo.
I got stuck on the side of the road like a couple weeks back for 5 hours waiting for AAA to come and get me. And in my head, I thought, like you, Garrett, I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm safe. Nothing bad. What am I going to do?
Let's see.
It is what it is.
Oh, went to Cabo San Lucas for the first time. And what happened? We run into a hurricane. So that's not a highlight.
Wow. Negativity.
What else?
In this room.
What
Let's
else?
Get Greg T in here. He'll be positive.
I invested in California property. That didn't go well.
And Bitcoin.
No, Bitcoin would have done really well.
Yeah,
for me.
Bitcoin would have done very well. What the hell is Bitcoin?
It's fake money.
This is a 15 minute morning
Let
show.
Let me tell you.
I'll explain after. There's not enough time.
You ever go to Chuck E. Cheese and get those coins?
Yeah.
That's what it
did
is.
Did you see the story?
Yeah.
The guy who sold Chuck E. Cheese tokens for $1 million.
He's arrested
tricked
now.
Someone into thinking they were bitcoins?
Really? I have a friend who had a boss probably almost 10 years ago. And his boss was like, yo, dude, you have to like get in on this. You have to buy this thing called Bitcoin. So he's like, whatever. I'll spend $100 on it. He forgot about it for almost 10 years. He opened up his Bitcoin account and inside was $14,000.
What?
Wow.
From $100 10 years
That's
ago.
That's awesome.
Still looking.
Scary. Still looking?
Yeah. You guys are such Grinches.
You know, your girlfriend is going to be thrilled that you can't find one good damn thing.
No, I had great moments with her, too. It's just nothing that stands out. That wasn't... Listen,
yeah, but you're that guy every year. I didn't have a good year.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm not saying I didn't have a good year. I didn't have a standout year because every year...
So you had an average year.
So every year...
That's called a wasted...
Oh, I just remembered. My water heater broke. That cost me $1,500.
And you almost died in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. And I went to Mexico and ended up in the hospital, and I almost needed a blood transfusion.
That's right. That wasn't good.
Yeah.
So,
viva la Mexico.
Continuing
back. Are you going
back
next year?
Never. Never.
I'm all the way back in April, right, by the way, guys. The thing is, every year I have is good. So it's like, how do you top the last year if you've been having a series of great years?
But if you can't figure out what was good this year, then it was a wasted year.
I had to have wrist surgery again because the first surgery didn't work right.
Oh, I went ice skating in Central Park in the snow, and it was magical.
I'm looking. I went to go see where Elvis Presley used to record in Nashville.
Oh, I climbed the Grand Canyon with Bethany and Sam.
Oh, I got That's a right. sinus infection.
Okay, what else? I don't know.
It's funny, everyone's going through
Elvis
their photos.
Oh, Elvis got his star. That was 2015, right?
Great.
That's great for Elvis.
You got a free trip out of it.
Yeah, we all went to California. Yeah. That was amazing,
You got
guys.
To see the Hollywood sign for the first time.
Okay, that was in October of last year, wasn't it? Anyway, I developed a tendon disease in my ankle and may need reconstructive surgery.
No, it was this year.
Whatever. Whatever.
We got to witness and attend a Hollywood star event. That is really incredible. And the weather was good.
That's right.
Yeah. And as someone who's not a member of our show jumped in front of me in the picture.
No, technically they are a member of our show, but they still shouldn't have jumped
in
front
of
you.
Wow.
Damn right.
I'm all the way back in... Oh, this is not good. I'm back in March now.
Oh, I went to Napa. I had a lot of delicious wine. That was good. So did Garrett.
That was great.
Yeah, Garrett went too.
Maybe I better think about being more creative in 2018.
Yeah, outside of going to your same four vacation spots.
Scary's top five moments of 2017. Drinks in the pool, drinks in the pool.
Bottles and models.
In the pool.
At the same spot bottles I've been bottles. For the last 10 years.
Scary, you should really, what did you, you were thinking about going somewhere over New Year's to Singapore?
Yeah.
You should go.
Go. What is holding you back? He's going to Gurney's. You are.
No, he's going to Atlantis and Vegas.
No, I'm not.
He's going to Gurney's.
Okay, guys, I'm done. I'm done looking through pictures because I'm now back in I'm back in December 2016 already. I went through all my pictures.
Maybe this is a wake-up call for you. That you post too many photos of just mediocre
Nonsense.
Things on Instagram.
Nonsense.
Oh, man.
Wow. Maybe I should get a life.
Yeah, I think so. You should go. You should take your girlfriend to Italy this year.
I should, right?
You should.
She should take you.
Okay. No, elaborate
no.
on
no,
that, Purdy.
No. I would not take her to Italy.
I have an itinerary
That's
for
not
my
what
trip
I said.
This year. I'll give it to you.
I said she should take him on a vacation.
Things are going to go through her head.
No, he plans everything.
I plan everything.
She should pick the place. I'm only saying that because then you'll go someplace completely different if she picks the place.
Yeah.
You have no... Could you do that?
But you
could
pay
you
for
let,
it.
Could you let her... Well, of course he's paying for it. Could you let her decide everything, plan everything, and just go along with it, go with the flow, not plan anything?
I get a little, no, I like to know where I'm going.
Yeah, see, he couldn't do it.
I'm a bit of a control freak.
He couldn't do it, which is why you end up on the same islands and the same beaches. Let her pick the vacation.
Okay.
Oh, I saw.
He's shaking. He's shaking.
I thought of another good moment I had this year.
Danielle's texting.
What's your...
I went to the New York Philharmonic, and the orchestra played along with the soundtrack to Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, that's cool.
That was very cool.
See, while we're all drowning in misery, Kathleen comes up with another great moment she had.
Mm-hmm.
My podiatrist said my feet are so bad she can get me handicap parking.
Hold on. I'm texting Scary's girlfriend. Scary said...
Oh, I got a cat.
What are you doing?
Take you to Italy.
By the way, do you have her listed in your phone as Scary's girlfriend?
Yeah, it says...
just swaps out every couple
months. No. It's listed as Run, Robin, Run.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's a good thing that happened to me this year.
Nice segue.
Ready?
What?
I got the iPhone 10.
Shut up. Oh, you did get it.
Yeah, I got the 10.
I thought you wanted it from Elvis.
And how has it changed your life since the 9?
It hasn't.
Right.
There was no 9.
Whatever, dude. The 8, 8S, 8.
Even with that new iPhone, you haven't posted any memorable moments in your life this year.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm a waste.
You're not a waste.
No, he's a waste.
I'm feeling better about myself, Scary. Thanks.
I think that if we asked you this question 6 months ago and you only had to evaluate 6 months of the year, your answers would have been different, both of you guys.
Danielle got to go on the field at Yankee Stadium, hang out with Aaron Judge.
Oh, my kid got handed a ball
That's
from Aaron
right.
Judge.
That was this year. See, that was great.
Can I change my highlights on my thing?
Yeah,
all right,
can.
See, none of those moments happened this year for me. I mean, I'm not offended that... What you guys... Someone's phone's making noise.
That's
anyway,
Brody.
All right.
He's texting your girlfriend, too.
I'm sending her pictures.
All right, so me and Brody have his wool years.
Whoa.
What?
Brody and I...
What did he? I didn't
had miserable
he,
years.
All I heard was.
It wasn't miserable. It was just not outrageous.
You guys started a podcast. It seems like that's number one.
Well,
for both
I will say it is one of the most listened to podcasts in the Elvis Duran group.
Right underneath Acquired Taste podcast.
Yeah, give us another month. We don't have to send cards out to our listeners.
Next year, Greg D and I are going to start a podcast with Garrett.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think we said
that was supposed to be coming in 2016.
We said 2017 was going to be the year.
You said 2010 was going to be the year.
2017 was going to be the year we created the idea doing a podcast. Right.
In fairness, they already have a logo.
They do.
And a name.
By next year.
But that's all they have.
We'll think about recording.
You were talking this morning about having backup gifts, though. And
yes.
This was something we were going to bring up on the show. And I think we're going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I was listening to the podcast that Gia does with DJ Envy.
Gia used to be an intern
no,
here.
No.
A different Gia.
DJ Envy's wife, Gia. They do their podcast called The Casey Crew.
Why would our former intern, Gia, be doing a podcast with DJ Envy?
Why not?
She wants to be more street. I don't know.
Anyway, so they do a podcast together. It's called The Casey Crew. And they were talking about how she has backup gifts. So she said she has 5 gifts. Like if someone comes over and gives her a gift, she always has something on reserve that she could give guys or girls just in case they give her something.
Champagne.
So she says she... And I thought about that. I'm like, that's probably... I don't have that, but that's probably a very good idea.
I have 5 things to say that I don't have a gift when I get a gift. So I sound like, oh, you didn't have to. Oh, you shouldn't have. Really? No. That's just too nice. Like, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but...
The backup gift is a very good idea.
Yeah, because don't you feel stupid when somebody gives you something and you didn't expect it, and then you're like, oh, shit.
Nope.
No?
See, I'm going to see a friend today, and I'm, like, hoping that he didn't get me anything because... I don't have anything for him.
This is what you do. You get something and you put it in the car.
Yeah.
And then if he hands you something, go, oh my gosh, I forgot yours in the car. And
but then
they know
it's a backup gift.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
She could have very well left it in the
car.
Does
it have his name on the card already? Like on the thing? No.
I think this is the best idea in the world, by the way.
I would know it's
having
a backup gift.
No, you don't have a bunch of backup cards. I have backup greeting cards.
So if I write, so you're going to run in the back and write my name on a card quickly and hand it to me?
No, I have them at home. I'm ready to go. I'm not even kidding. I buy several. They all say the same thing with the same picture.
You should all sign them. Love, Scary. And then in the car, quick, you write in the person's name you're about to see.
Yeah, no, it's nice to
have
backup.
It's not a bad idea.
Backup holiday cards, yeah. And greeting cards. If somebody gives me a gift, at least I have a card back
to
them.
Do you send out greet? You don't even send out cards.
What's
he going to send out? Pictures
people.
Of his family? Just him.
Him and Robin.
He sends...
Wait a minute. He's been with Robin long enough where they can send a joint.
No, they can't.
We don't
nope.
send pictures
That's
out.
Commitment.
No, you don't live together.
I'm committed. I just don't,
really?
I don't send pictures. I don't send greeting cards out. I don't send pictures.
Oh, my God. If you asked Robin
like
to move in with you for 2017,
yes!
It would make it an
or
amazing
2018.
Year.
Do it! Do
yeah,
it!
Show us how you're committed. I'm committed.
Scary.
Yeah, move
get
in.
Back in the studio. Where are you going?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An assassin comes to town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.